we are talking about getting older, expectations, letdowns. Maybe where do we meet those expectations?
Yeah, I can tell you I almost met none of mine. I'm just going to put that out there now.
What percentage?
I know I'm taking away the mystery of the podcast, but I'd say a good 10% I maybe pulled off.
Wow, you looked like a firecracker ready to just pop off.
Yeah, it's been a really disappointing ride these last 20 years.
Yeah, should we just shut the podcast
down? Just call it a day. I'd say the 10% that I did pull off was literally just still be alive. That's how far I made it.
Oh, man, goals.
Goals, life goals. So we're going to roll back and just talk about the journey that is life and getting older and how our bodies betray us. I've never felt more betrayed than by my own body.
Never. Yeah. Okay, let's start high school, looking forward.
Yeah.
Expectations.
I mean, high school, I felt I was great shape. I was playing basketball. Looked good. You know, super thin, probably a slim 167 pounds. Great cardio. I mean, things were looking up. For about 3 months. Didn't last very long.
Yeah.
It didn't last very long.
And now just at more to the beginning of your journey, because I knew you when you were in sixth grade.
Yeah.
You were quite the chunker.
I had a little bit of weight on me. Yeah.
Yeah. What waist size would you say you were rocking then?
I would say it's whatever size you need to stay very warm in the winter. I don't know what that actual number translates into in today's clothing, but. It was large.
It was large.
Yeah, okay. Larger than I am now, believe it or not.
When you went shopping, did your mom take you into the men's section when you were in sixth grade?
Well, I went to a school that had uniforms, as did you. So I mostly wore uniform clothes. And it was never, I wouldn't have walked down a runway in them. Let's just put it that way. It wasn't a fantastic look for me.
It wasn't great on the eyes.
Huh? It wasn't great on the eyes. Like, I had to get a big enough waist that they were... would fit my waist, but they expected me to be about 10 years older. And so my legs were always way too long. So they were all bunched up at my shoes. It just wasn't a good look.
Dude, maybe we can bring that back. I mean, that sounds better than skinny jeans.
I don't know that it was ever a thing, but not for lack of trying. I tried really hard. Yeah.
Type A, man. Keep going. Keep plugging along.
Yeah. So I think in high school, you just kind of live in this fantasy world. Like, I just thought that's how it would always be. It's like, oh, okay, in eighth grade, I had a little bit of weight, played basketball, and it all went away. I'm on cruise control now.
It's easy sailing, baby.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's what they told me. I was definitely lied to by the Disney Channel.
Okay, and you said this train derailed 3 months after high school?
Nah, I mean, I had a good run. I had a good run. Mostly because I went to a summer camp after that and worked there for 4 years. Spent 4 months of every year living in the mountains and had to walk half a mile to go to the bathroom. So that kept me... pretty slim and trim. That was helpful.
Half a mile to go to the restroom.
Yeah, I mean, it was a jaunt, because you don't want to just use the bathroom like the campers use, you know, so you had to take a little hike over to the counselor area.
Right. So how many miles would you say you are walking a day?
More than I'd like to share. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, lake water and camp food, it's not good for you.
Doesn't go well together.
Doesn't go well together.
That's a hot shoot.
Yeah. But everyone should still send your kids to camp. It's a great experience.
Yeah. And it's only like $800 a kid.
Right. Don't mishear me. Totally worth it.
Yeah. All right. So you look great at this point.
I mean, I've lost some weight. I went through a little roller coaster there. A little roller coaster. So after camp, I got what you can only refer to as a dead-end desk job. Wasn't a great time. I had an office with the cardboard. That's a real thing. I worked at a FedEx office, and I had a desk next to our cardboard storage, like the boxes you come in and pay for us to pack things up for you. And so I would literally be on sales calls and have the shipping guy have to walk in behind me and pull a cardboard box out from behind me, and would have to cover the phone with my hand and give him a look like, "Can you come on, man? Like, come on, I'm trying to make a sale."
So do they have like a knock to let you know, like, "Hey, I'm coming in. I got to earn my $12 an hour. I'm coming in, man."
No, you would think you'd get the basic courtesies at a $12 an hour job, you know, and they just weren't there. Just weren't there.
What is happening in America?
Yeah. So quickly, my metabolism dropped. It went down real fast. Spent a lot of time sitting at the desk, not feeling real great and excited about things, and put on probably about 50 pounds. I'd say, about 50 pounds, from camp.
And that lands us where?
Coming in about the 227, 230 at six foot tall. So not ridiculous, you know,
okay.
But uncomfortable.
Okay, so we're definitely not anywhere near proportional to like sixth grade Jonathan at this point?
I mean, it was, proportionally, probably not.
Right.
Because that was just a scientific marvel that I was like that.
Right. I remember when I saw you and I was like, that dude, we're going to be buddies. And and I decided to wrestle you. And for some reason, I'm an idiot, right? So I saw you and I was like, I'm gonna put it on that dude. Like, he's going to get tired. And
I probably was tired.
You were definitely tired, but I didn't realize all he has to do is like barely grab me and roll on an ankle. And like, I was done. I mean, I couldn't move.
Yeah, I remember that vividly. I mean, that was 22 years ago. I still remember us wrestling on the trampoline.
Yeah. So, not that large now at FedEx. We're looking somewhat good.
Yeah, I went through I kind of had a come to Jesus moment probably. Well, I got another job where I was running around a lot. So I was running around doing desktop support for a few years and kept me on my feet, up and down stairs, moving around all day. And yeah, dropped about 30 pounds. Went gluten-free because all the cool kids were doing it, you know, at the time. Mm-hmm. I work in North Colorado Springs. So, you know, if you eat gluten, you might as well be doing meth at that point.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. I actually think meth is probably better because they're like, well, you don't have a choice, you know, like it's a chemical dependency. Gluten, it's just like, you just don't care about your body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have given up.
You've given up. You don't care about anything good anymore.
What does the diet consist of at FedEx when we're putting on the LBs?
Oh, it ran the gamut. I ate a lot of, I was next to a mall. So it was a lot of food court food. So on the good days, it was like, you know, a Greek shish kebab. Mm. And on most other days, it was Panda Express. 3-entree meal with egg rolls and crab rangoons, which is about, I worked it out once. About 2,500 to 3,000 calories, depending on how you do it.
Hot diggity dog.
Yeah, I went for broke. Just thought my metabolism would keep up. That's not a real thing. It slopes off real fast.
You actually may have solved a lot of my problems. I've been getting quite hungry lately, and I normally land on like a Dave's triple. Which
also good for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a shameless plug for Wendy's.
Yeah. Wendy's, if you're listening, I love you. But... The 2,400 calorie range for a meal.
It's a lot.
That sounds like it might be just what the doctor ordered for me.
That's a real messed up doctor. That's a real messed up doctor who's prescribing that out. Trust me. Not good for you.
Yeah, I'm going with one of the cheaper doctors.
Yeah.
You know.
Over the border.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have great insurance.
Yeah, I get it. We're all there.
Okay, so... Panda Express,
yeah.
which I'm going to go there probably tomorrow now.
I'm glad I could plant the seed.
Panda Express, and then what else we got?
There's a lot of Panda Express, a lot of sushi. Really, at that time, I wasn't making a ton of money, and so it was all cheap, high quantity food. There was a Chinese buffet I went to.
Phenomenal.
Didn't stay open very long. I don't even want to know why. I never asked. I figured ignorance was bliss, and I would just move on with my life because I ate there. Probably 3 times a week.
That's the one across from the Citadel?
It was right across from the mall, yeah.
Yeah.
The local mall here. Not great. So that was kind of my journey. And now I ride my bike. It's pretty much my only form of exercise nowadays. And just the overwhelming and shameful guilt I get when I eat too many calories is really the only thing that keeps me in check at this point. No one ever told me that was going to be a thing, but that's real. It's real. I ate a Starburst last week. I'm pretty sure I put in about 4 LBs since then. Not great. It's
four
not a great way
ones,
to live.
Huh?
Yeah. The metabolism definitely betrayed
me. Good thing those things don't taste that good.
Yeah. I mean, it was in the couch, but it was still wrapped, so it's all good, right?
Yeah, that must have been at my house.
Yeah, I figured there was less calories if it was in the couch for a week.
Yeah. Guess not. Okay, so riding your bike, that sounds really easy to do.
You would think so. I'm also at the stage in life where I hurt myself sleeping. So I don't know if you heard about that. It's a really big trend among millennials right now. You wake up and your knee hurts. You don't know how it happened. So
yeah, for me it's the ankle.
Yeah, it just seems like joints, which I don't feel like I'm that crazy of a sleeper. You know, I have a big bed to myself, but my knee hurts in the morning.
Yeah, I feel like I've become better than the weatherman. I know when it's gonna hurt. Like if my ankles both hurt,
right?
Like it's about to get cold.
Yeah.
Like, no flip-flops today.
Yeah, my knee went out on the stairs the other day, and I was like, oh, bomb cyclone. It's coming in hot.
Yeah. Yep. Who needs the news, right?
Right. Yeah, I don't.
Okay, so yeah, this is a sad state. We are 33.
Yeah, almost 34. 34 in a month, yep.
Okay. And we already have problems from laying down.
Yeah, I've never been more disappointed about the future.
It looks grim.
it looks real grim. Yeah. Not excited about it.
Yeah, so what other ailments are you currently experiencing?
Oh man, I got back problems. Sometimes I like to rattle off all the different things I've done for my back. It's pretty sad. I've gone through the gamut. I have a lot of prescription drugs. It's actually a running joke where I work that I just kind of always rattle in my backpack when I walk around because I have 4 years of prescription drugs just kind of in my pocket just in case something happens.
Just in case it goes down.
Yeah, it's
just in case you have that senior citizen attack.
Yeah, you know how when you're young you have the birds and the bees talk, right? Your dad takes you out into the woods or wherever and gives you the speech kind of about all those things. Where was the speech that my knee was going to hurt in the morning, Dad? If you're listening to this, what the heck?
Yeah, that seems at this point in your life that seems like it would have been a little more important.
Yeah, it's definitely. I'm definitely getting more action on my hurt knee. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Excellent. Winning again.
Yeah. So tell us about your journey in high school to Matt nowadays. What's going on with your body?
Body's holding up okay. I would say it looks okay. Weight has, I don't know, I've probably put on 20 pounds.
It's not bad.
Since high school.
That's not bad. Yeah. I mean, high school is what now? 17 years ago?
Yeah, 17 years ago.
Maybe even more than that.
Yeah. However, looks can be deceiving. I would say... my back is not great. Also, I've done some PT, done some. Apparently, if I jump up, like if I go try to play basketball, and like I try to jump up for like a layup, anything, yeah, really,
just jumping. You got to do that in that game.
Yeah, it's gonna hurt. Like the land, you know, my 8-inch vertical now. When I drop those 8 inches,
eight inches.
Yeah,
is that considered? I mean, does that count as a drop?
Yeah, dude. I mean, my back thinks we just fell off a skyscraper.
But I mean, how high is a stair? Is that 6 inches?
Yeah, but the difference is I'm not straight dropping. Like, I'm lowering myself down with a bum knee.
Gotcha.
I mean, it hurts the knee, but the back feels great going down the stairs.
I guess I was more questioning calling it a vertical.
Right. I don't know. What would you like to call it?
I'm just kidding. Sorry.
So I fall off my stair or fall from whatever you call what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I jump.
Right.
The back is bum.
I've been there.
Been there, so that's not great. It's not maybe so much my like pain in my body that plagues me.
Yeah.
It's more what's going on with the hair situation.
Oh, tell us about that. I mean, I'm getting a front row view right now, but tell our listeners, give them a little backstory.
So my uncle was 36, 37, and he was thinning out quite a lot. Go-to joke for me was to write him about that. And I never in my wildest dreams imagined, I mean, he's my idol. I didn't imagine that I was going to have this problem only like 10 years earlier.
Yeah. Is that new? When I was a kid, I don't feel like 30-year-olds were struggling with that, but it seems like it's a pretty common problem now. Like it's a real thing, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, when I look up in the mirror, it's a real thing.
But I mean, it's not just you.
Right.
Like, I think that's a pretty common thing in their 30s now, which I never knew was a thing when I was younger.
Yeah. Lucky us.
Lucky us.
We're making new discoveries, new boundaries. Yeah. Lucky us, man.
Proud to be a millennial.
Yeah. So, yeah, I got this thinning thing. 26, 27 hair starts thinning up top. The side of my hair, so if you can picture this, the top is, it looks like someone took a lawnmower down it a little bit, and the side is starting to grow like a brush fire. Okay.
So it's just kind of fanning out to the side.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it does what it wants. I kind of look like a clown a little bit.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, that's vivid for our listeners.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not great. And on top of that, like I'm going gray. So it's a race to suck. It's a race to lose right now. I don't know what's going to happen first. I don't know if I'm going to lose all my hair first. I don't know if I'm going to go bald.
Yeah.
With some patches up top.
I'm kind of hoping it's gray first. Like I hope it's gray before you lose it.
Why?
Well, it, like in my head, it's just like I get to watch the polar ice caps melt. You know, it's like
it's like Discovery Channel, except yeah. you're not paying an egregious price.
For, right. I just want to like time lapse it, you know, and send it in. Or the new Netflix, like the next Blue Earth or something like that.
Who are you going to send it to?
I mean, who makes those? National Geographic? Is that?
I don't know. We'll Google it. Yeah, we'll check it out.
We'll send it off.
Yeah. So that started happening. The hair. So I'm losing hair up top.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
But per capita on my body, the hair count is rising.
Oh, okay. So you're making up for it.
I'm making up hard.
Okay.
Fast.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know why it grows so much faster on the back than the top.
Oh, it's the back hair.
Yeah, the back, the shoulder. Yeah. It's a wildfire, my man. It's burning. It's blazing quick, and it's getting fed a lot of oxygen.
I'd really like to know the science behind why, when I turn 30 years old, all of a sudden I have nose hairs that come out of my nose, and that never happened before. Like ever.
Yeah. Like where'd it come from?
I have no idea. And it happens frequently, like weekly. Now I'm like, how did I miss that? Like it's outside my nose.
Well, and I don't understand. There's a bunch of hair up there.
Yeah.
So like, why isn't it all popping out at once? Why is it a single one decides to make the lone journey?
I mean, Netflix, if you're listening to this, I think that's your next documentary.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Why? I mean, travel in pods, right?
Yeah. I do not get it. I don't get it.
You have the ear hair thing going on yet?
I haven't done that yet. I do know friends that are struggling with that one. That one has not snuck up on me yet, but I know it's coming. I have learned all of the things that my dad withheld from me, probably for my own good. But I mean, Dad, at least a heads up, bro. At least a heads up.
Yeah, like, hey, son, just so you know, you're going to look like a werewolf when you're older.
Yeah. I mean, that's just one example. That's lowest hanging fruit. Like, that's pretty easy to give us a heads up.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even, like, visual is there. I understand completely what he's saying.
Right.
So I actually went to the barber. Okay. And I get that straight shave on the back of the neck.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, dude.
Yeah. It's a great experience.
Yeah. It feels phenomenal.
Yep.
That's why I pay the extra. I think I'm paying like an extra $12 basically, even though it's the free service.
The second haircut.
Yeah.
And it sounds like it should cost you a full haircut from what you've described so far.
Yeah. Oh, I should be paying double.
Yeah.
Well, except for the top. I mean, it goes a little quicker, right?
That's true. It's a trade-off.
Yeah. So, anyways, so when you get, unfortunately, when you go to the barber, they ask you to keep your shirt on, you know?
Yeah.
I don't want to take it off. I just want to take it off so I can get like the werewolf trimmed, tamed. You know,
oh, yeah. I mean, that's a
lot. Put him back in his cage.
It's a lot of real estate back there.
Yeah. Then I would definitely be paying a lot of money. But so my wife doesn't say, hey, honey, by the way, your haircut, I can see the caveman coming out of your shirt. Like, because she can't, she's got to stop somewhere. And apparently I had a semi-high collar on. I don't know. I look terrible, dude.
Yeah, so you just have like a tree line back there where it just kind of stops and goes bald.
Stops, kind of stops. I mean, it goes whatever way it wants. I mean, it connects to the beard. It goes to the shoulders.
Oh, wow. So you get a full connection all the way up to the face. That's impressive.
It's.
And that's really, I mean, it's really not fair, right? It's like if you pay somebody to mow your lawn and they just do the grass out by the sidewalk and you're like, hey, I've got a whole yard here. You know, like I need you to mow the rest.
Like, don't you have a trimmer?
Yeah. That seems not cool.
Like, I mean, I want you to get the tall weeds that are tucked next to the fence.
Right. And honestly, like I've been there. I don't know that I'm at the same level, but I do have some, you know, hair sprouting up back there. And here's when I knew I was at a new level of depressingly old is I was at a Chinese place getting some food a few weeks ago. It's next door to a waxing parlor. And I saw the banner and thought, that's a good deal. That's a great deal. I can get two places waxed for $40, and I actually considered it.
What kind of real estate is that? What kind of coverage? That's a great question.
I don't know, man. But I mean, you know, I go back a long way, so I just want you to know, like, I would help you pay. I'd help you pay if you go down that road.
Yeah, that could be a. I don't know that we've budgeted for that activity.
We'll have to save up for a little bit.
Yeah,
we'll save up and find a. A brave young soul.
A strong.
Yep.
Yeah, hardworking individual.
And I'm just, I have this terrifying feeling of just being completely emasculated when I go in and get waxed. I've heard that men just turn into giant babies, and I'm just like terrified that I'm just going to lose so much self-esteem if I go in there.
But it's worth it, dude.
It might be.
I was helping someone. Okay, picture this. I am offering, volunteering my time to help someone move something.
Yeah, that's just because you're a good guy.
Yeah, I'm a great guy. So I'm volunteering, okay? I'm doing them a service. And the lady that I am helping, I'm holding a heavy dresser with her husband, okay? She's standing behind me.
Okay.
She gets a glimpse of the neck.
Below the tree line.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the neck. This is like 2 weeks after I went to the barber.
Oh, so this is like full growth.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
She starts dry heaving. Okay. So imagine you're helping someone out. They look at you and they're asking, what is that? That's a taste of man.
I guess her dad didn't give her the talk either about what happens to guys when they get.
And what's her husband doing? I mean, what's he look like?
Yeah. apparently a Disney Channel star, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
maybe he's just making loads of money and has the ability to get that laser, get that wax. I don't know what his option is. Maybe he doesn't grow a lick of hair.
Oh, laser. I mean, that's another one I've looked at. Is that, like, I don't know if that's a good thing. I've heard terrible things. Well, like people skin burning when they try and go on a Groupon, you know?
Dude, that is far better than seeing a caveman or Bigfoot or Yeti wearing an article of clothing coming out of an electric car. Can you imagine that?
So this girl, when she sees this, like, what did you tell her when she asked? Were you kind of like, what is what? You know, like
literally, I at this point, no one in my life, I thought I had a close friend. No one in my life tells me like, hey, Matt, you might want to clean up the sitch on your neck. I had no idea what she was talking about.
Well, now I feel bad because I'm assuming the close friend you thought was going to tell you is me.
I will take anyone that has seen me more than once a week. Like someone just be like, hey, by the BT dub.
You look ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah. You look like you belong in a zoo.
I mean, honestly, now that you say it, like that's the least I could have done.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel bad now.
Yeah.
Which is, again, why I want to contribute to the fund.
Yeah. Maybe we'll raise some money and we'll have a waxing video at some point.
Oh, that'd be great. I feel like it's the gift that keeps on giving, you know, and it's a gift for you and your wife. I feel like I can't go wrong.
Yeah. She's winning.
Yeah. Everybody wins.
Everybody wins.
Yeah, I don't have the pressure to no longer, you know, keep you apprised of what's going on back there. It's a lot of pressure. Yeah.
Well, not that you've lived up to it.
I mean, I know. I really dropped the ball on this.
Yeah, you've never mentioned it until now, basically.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of things that I feel like we should have been told when we were younger. I feel like everything else millennials struggle with, we can probably blame this on our parents. Right? I mean, they did this to us.
Yeah. I can cope with a lot. Yeah. A lot. But like by 30, you're gonna hope like your kids will you in a wheelchair somewhere because your body hurts.
So here's another thing I want to know that nobody told me about, and tell me if you experience this too. I still wake up and still feel exactly the same I did in high school. In my mind, minus the aching knee.
Right.
Right. That's betrayed me in the middle of the night from who knows what.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I. Like in my head, I'm still Jonathan in high school. And so then you pretty much spend your entire day just faking it until you make it.
Right.
So I go to work. I lead a team of, you know, really smart, successful, accomplished guys. And the whole time I'm just like, I hope they don't figure out. I have no idea what I'm doing. Like that's my life.
Yeah. Because you're probably just thinking about medicating with some ibuprofen.
Yeah. I mean, I still think I'm in high school. I'm like, oh, I should probably go out and TP somebody tonight. Or how can I prank this person? I'm like, no, Jonathan, you're an adult now. You have to do big boy things.
Well, honestly, I would love to TP somebody, but I don't know that the old shoulder could throw four logs over a house.
And you're exhausted at 8:30.
Right.
I don't know if we could really TP someone at 7 p.m.
Oh, now that is interesting. The wheels falling off the bus on the bedtime.
Yeah.
As a grown-up.
Yep.
I did not see that coming.
Yeah, we've all paid the price for it for you.
Yeah, I mean, my kids are like, Gentry's like, hey, can you please help put the kids to bed? I'm like, honey, you just put me to bed. Like, it's a tough sitch.
It sounds terrible.
Yeah. 8:30 rolls around. You think you're about to get alone time? No, it's sleepy night time.
Well, I'll tell you what. When we're done with daylight savings time, maybe I'll take you out TPing at 7 o'clock when it's dark. Give you that rush.
Maybe that's why that's there for.
Yeah. Get you tucked in nice and tight by 8:30 p.m.
But seriously, do you think that's why daylight savings might exist?
I really don't.
What is it there for?
From what I understand, it had something to do with farming. That's all I've ever heard. Something to do with farming, which I feel like we don't farm enough that should still be a thing. That's why you got to love Arizona, right? They just held to their guns. They don't do this daylight savings thing. They ain't going to have any of it. They ain't going to have any of it.
That is a real thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a real thing.
I got a lot of family down there, and I'm not going to lie. I'm not jealous of a lot of other states, because I think we got it pretty good here.
Colorado's great.
But that is ingenious.
Yeah. So does your wife fall asleep at 8:32, or is that just you?
Just me.
Oh.
I mean, I don't know what my wife does. read some books.
Who knows what she's up to?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Watch some TV, Netflixing. I don't know.
Does she ever just wake up with like amazing skills because she's just like learning things the 2 hours after you go to bed?
Yeah, I think she didn't know she could draw, nor did I. And I've known her for 17 years. So, I don't know. Maybe she's practicing that.
She figured it out.
Yeah. She drew a cow the other day, and I was like, that's a cow. You nailed it. So maybe that's what she's doing. I don't know, dude.
Yeah. I think the only thing that makes me feel all right about the whole thing is the more I talk to people and get to know them, once the guard actually comes down, I just realize nobody knows what they're doing. Nobody. Everybody's faking it.
Fake it till you make it.
Fake it till you make it. Or until you just fail so miserably that you just give up and stop trying. But this is an upbeat podcast, so let's not go down that road.
Everything we've talked about has been uplifting, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. We're here to tell you how to survive the apocalypse, giving you pro dating tips from the guy who met his wife in high school and the guy who has never had a girlfriend. So you can't lose. You can't lose.
But that graph is hot. That chart is spiking right now.
Dating
chart, that
I've
is.
I've been on a lot of dates lately. It's literally the most exhausting thing I've ever done in my entire life.
Yeah, yeah. So, okay, expectations, like, can it get worse?
I am not looking forward to the next 10 years, buddy. I'm not looking forward. I mean, I'm 34 next month, and I feel terrible.
Right.
Like, the only thing I can picture in 10 years is The Crypt Keeper. Do you remember that show on Nickelodeon back when we were kids? Tales from the Crypt?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's in my future. Fortunately, he kept his hair. So, that's a win, right? He had long hair, long white hair.
Oh.
Yeah. So, I mean, at least I'll have that going for me.
What do you think about maybe having some tech where we don't have to get out of bed? I mean, your job, you could almost do your job in bed.
I could. Don't tell anyone that, though, because then they might pay me less.
Right.
Yeah. I got to spice it up.
No, they're not going to pay you less, man. They're going to be like, wait a second. Is that true? Like, can we all do this?
Like, can we just have a script do what he does, maybe?
Probably. That's bad. Yeah. That's bad news, Barrett.
I'm mostly hoping that I can get some kind of, like, cyborg body. That's kind of what, like, I have this, you know, artificial disc replacement. I don't know if you've heard of that. ADR. It's a big thing over in Europe. It's kind of make its way to the States. It's an idea that they come up with, you know, replacement discs for your spine. And I have pretty bad spine problems, back problems. And there's also a secret part. This is that part of me that hasn't grown up where I'm hoping I, like, turn into Spider-Man or something when they put them in. Like, I accidentally get the material that was infected by a radioactive spider, and all of a sudden I can climb the walls. It's probably reaching a little high, though.
Okay, so you're thinking, let's just dial back a little bit. You're thinking you're going to get a disc, an artificial metal disc that was bitten by a radioactive spider?
So it's not metal. It's not metal.
Okay.
And actually, it's the material that they use, they've actually decided is dangerous now. So that's probably a good sign. Glad I didn't get in 10 years ago. But no, like I said, it's that irrational kid in me that's still like, oh, maybe I'll get, you know, a fake spine and then I'll be able to lift cars. You know, I mean, who knows?
Possibilities. That is not irrational.
I hope not, because I'm banking on it.
For what?
I just can't think about the next 20 years without it.
Do you think you need that in your job coming up? You're going to have to lift a car?
I need some hope, man, because the trend is not looking good right now.
Yeah.
Trend is not looking good.
The ship is sinking.
In 10 years, I'm going to have to do my job from bed.
Yeah.
It's not a great place to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I feel the same way. I would have thought how I feel now, how I look now, would be a half a century mark, you know, 50s. Yeah.
Right.
And here we are, 33, and the wheels have fallen off the bus.
Yep. We were sold some snake oil.
Yeah. That's our parents, right? That's on them.
I mean, I think if you ask anyone in Colorado, it's gluten.
Oh.
Gluten did this to us.
Gluten's the worst.
So bad. So bad. Shouldn't joke about that. Your wife's a celiac. That's not cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm actually not going to let her listen to this.
Yeah. You'll probably hear about that one later.
Yeah. Thanks, dude.
All right. Well, that about wraps up our time. Coming over just over 30 minutes. But anyone else out there, tell us your stories. Are we way off? You know what we're saying?
Yeah. Stay in shape. I mean, hit the gym. Flare those. If you got aching knees, I mean, hit the gym and you'll probably have a spike of pain in those things.
And keep it sparing, guys. Keep it sparing at Panda Express.
Yeah.
Just take it from me.
You don't need three entrees. You don't need three patties.
The third one always sounds good, and it's not. It's not. It's too much.
Yeah, and you're probably getting close to eating up all your lunch hour.
Yeah.
You know?
Well.
Burnley's good.
This has been fun. Episode number 3 under the belt.
In the books.
Yeah, in the books. Let us know what you guys think. Share your stories with us.
Yeah. Hey, enjoy your day tomorrow.
All right. We will talk to you all later.